You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Unlike many other planned transactions that are spilling over to the next financial year, the initial public offer of the Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency to sell a 25% stake in the company to the public will be completed by March, a senior official told FE. The IREDA IPO will consist of a 10% stake sale by the government and 15% fresh equity issuance by the renewable energy project financier to fund its business expansion plan. Being an election year, most of the center's strategic disinvestment plans, including for sale of IDBI Bank and Container Corporation, have been put on the back burner. On to some news from the aviation sector. After announcing to the world that it would continue to steer Go First, the airline it set up in 2005, the Wadia Group appears to have quietly deplaned. The erstwhile promoter of the airline has chosen to sit out of the bidding process, which kick-started in July and was later expanded to September 28. So far, two entities, Naveen Jindal Air Jindal Power and Jetwings Airways, the country's first airline based in the Northeast, have put in expressions of interest, the first step towards making financial bids for Go First. A banker involved in the insolvency process confirmed that the Wadia Group has not submitted an EOL so far. Next up, industry. Retail inflation in the food basket declined to 6.56% in September on year from 9.94% in August due to a sharp fall in prices of vegetables, especially tomato and potato, edible oils and meat products. In July, the consumer food price index had risen by 11.5% on year because of higher tomato and cereals prices. Tomato inflation declined by 21.48% last month on year because of improvement in supplies from the key producing states of Maharashtra and Karnataka, while inflation in the key vegetables was high at 179% in August and 202% in July as floods in Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand disrupted the supplies. According to the Department of Consumer Affairs, model retail prices of tomatoes are currently ruling at Rs 20 per kg. In some more industrial news, India's industrial production increased by 10.3% in August, according to the official data released on Thursday. Factory output measured in terms of the index of industrial production had contracted by 0.7% in August 2022. The data released by the National Statistical Office showed that the manufacturing sector's output increased by 9.3% in August 2023. Mining production rose 12.3% during the month under review. Power output grew 15.3% in August 2023. The IIP grew by 6.1% in April-August 2023 compared to 7.7% in the same period of 2022-23. Meanwhile, Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani has once again reclaimed the first position on the 2023 Forbes list of India's 100 richest with a net worth of $92 billion. The combined net worth of the country's top 100 wealthiest people, however, remained unchanged at $799 billion. Forbes India stated that while India is on high after hosting the G20 summit in New Delhi and becoming the fourth country to land a spacecraft on the moon, which led to a 14% rise in stock market, the jump was tempered by a weaker rupee. Mukesh Ambani surpassed Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani, who slipped to the second position after the impact from the damaging report published by Hindenburg Research and later by OCCRP. Moving on, in a bid to address challenges with regard to weak internet connectivity due to the deployment of poor quality optical fiber cable, the Department of Telecommunications is soon expected to come up with new quality standards for telcos and internet service providers regarding the use of OFCs. The new guidelines once notified might require telcos and ISPs to minimize the use of legacy variant of OFCs and switch to newer generation of cables, which provide better network experience and last longer for decades, according to people aware of the matter. Discussions are also going on to bring in a certification kind of regime wherein the telcos and ISPs will have to meet certain additional testing requirements before laying the optical fiber cables. Lastly, on to money matters. Income from capital gains reported by Indian taxpayers surged in the financial year 2020-21, the year ravaged by the pandemic, while salary income of individuals grew at a much lower pace, as per the statistics released by the tax department recently. In the year which saw the GDP shrink by 5.8%, the income reported as long-term capital gains stood at Rs 3.52 trillion, up 66.7% high on year, while income from short-term capital gains skyrocketed 166.7% to Rs 1.56 trillion, the data showed. The year-on-year rise aggregate income from capital gains was a whopping 89% in FY21. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.